Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Ask the Akasha. Actually, you're listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is live, and I am so excited about being back on the air. I was in Newark, New Jersey last week, attending a seminar for Matrix Energetics, actually. It's the first time in 11 years of working with the Akashic Records that I've actually considered adding a modality to my practice of the Akasha, the Akashic Records are my first love, and they have been my only love for the last 11 years. And working with this other modality is very interesting to me because, to me, it's the energetic version of the Akashic Records that I work with from a verbal point of view. So I'm very excited about working with that as well. And hopefully we'll have some folks on from that modality down the road on the Akashic Wisdom program. But tonight I'd like to say welcome to all the listeners who are my loyal listeners out there that are showing up. Thank you so much for coming back and being here every week. As you know, one of our sponsors is ARC International, which is ARCI, or Akashic Record Consultants International. And that information can be found at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. You can also look me up on my website at akashicwisdom.com. And if you would like to call me personally offline, if you have any questions that you would like to just chat with me personally about, you can call me directly at 216-691-1233. But for tonight, you can email me questions at akashicwisdom@aol.com, and that's akashicwisdom@aol.com. And for the numbers tonight to call in the United States, please call us toll-free at 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can call in at 888-815-9756. Or if you're international, you can dial 01, which is our area, our international code, and that is 530-876-3222. Okay, so let's start the show. First of all, I'd also like to make a comment that this is Memorial Day weekend, and I don't know about you, but my son was actually born. It'll be 36 years ago this weekend, and that's Memorial Day weekend is a memorable one for me, and although his birthday is actually May 31st, so I send a sweet hello to my son, Ryan, and to say hello, and I'm so happy that you are my son. So I'll be with you in just a minute, caller. Just also want to send a respectful, honoring, memorable hello to all the troops out there that are listening in from all over the world, those in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places. Just want to know how much we appreciate your diligence and your sacrifice. I may not agree with the fact that you're there, and I really wish you were never sent there, as I'm sure you do as well. But I want you to know how much I support you, and I want the families of those troops to know this Memorial Day that we are sending lots of light, love, and compassion and nurturing to all of you. So, that being said, I have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Maria.
Maria.
Hi.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in upstate New York.
Okay. And do you have a question for the Akasha?
Well, I was wondering if you were taking any readings or any questions on the Akashic Records.
If I'm taking questions on them? Oh, sure. Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, I would like to know, like, I feel stuck now. I usually can do spiritual, like, if I have a feeling spiritually, I can go on. And this is, like, the first time in my life where I feel like I'm stuck. I've been praying and for a year, 2 years, to move with my abilities, any spiritual abilities, and I just feel like I'm stagnant, like there's something wrong, and I don't know what it is.
So you see, so what kinds of modalities were you using before, Maria?
What do you mean? I don't know that word, modality.
Like, what were you doing? Were you working
the
in psychic
thing.
Energy or a massage or healing touch or energy work? What were you doing before that you were felt successful?
Well, it's I go to church and I pray and I lead a good life and you know, I'm a good mother and I try to set by example spiritual, you know, my life and
uh-huh.
I don't drink or nothing like that and I usually move on to another level or some sort of prosperity and abundance and I'm not getting any of that. I'm getting a lot of negativity from people around me.
Right.
And whenever I try to do something positive, they try to undo what I do.
Huh.
And pardon?
I was saying, huh, I was just responding to what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, I know that they're doing it and it's the way that they are, but I'm not like that. And
okay.
I want to move on and I feel like I have all these energies around me that aren't any good and I don't know what to do. I can only change myself. And,
sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't change everybody and I just feel like I'm stuck.
Okay.
I've never felt like that before.
All right, so first of all, Maria, one of the things that I want you to, with the record keepers, and just as a comment, I'm going to try and answer this question I'm going to answer the question for you, but it's in general for so that our listeners, because there may be other people who have the same issues going on with them, that they also feel stuck and they don't know why. And some people also have a tendency to feel disconnected. In other words, like try as they might, they have a hard time feeling connected with
I've
the divine.
I've been told that too, like out of place, like I feel out of, but I think it's something greater than that. I think
it's
like a spiritual thing going on. It's so hard to fight.
Well, and what I'm about to tell you is I don't interpret anything from the records. I tell you exactly what
I
hear
what
or
saying.
See, okay, or sometimes feel. But what's going on here is, first of all, the first thing that's coming forward for you personally is about what they're saying is about 4 years ago, something happened that triggered a betrayal or a feeling of being betrayed. And that trigger of feeling betrayed created an energy around you having to do with anger. And and part of this disconnection that you feel is part has to do with an unresolved anger that you're feeling. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense. What I can think of is that my husband passed away 5 years ago, and it was over alcohol, and I just felt I was in denial. I just thought he could lead a better life and help me with the children, and he passed away, and I got very negative. Like saying, why did this have to happen to me? That kind of guilt. I felt guilt. When everybody else could lead a good life, what's wrong with me?
Well, they're also saying is along with guilt, there was some anger involved here. And the anger had to do with feeling actually betrayed or abandoned by him.
Yes, I did feel abandoned.
Yeah. Right.
It was very hard for me. I was
sure.
in denial.
Right. And
it was a disconnect, like you said.
Exactly.
I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so,
I thought he was so young to be carried to the other side. And why you did I have to go through a death. It was very hard.
Right. Well, you know, I'm being led to tell you that I personally understand that, because I lost my first husband when my kids were 16 months old, 3 and 6.
And it's hard, right?
Yeah, sure. It was hard because he was 40 years old and he died of a massive heart attack, and I, for the longest time, couldn't figure out why that happened.
Right.
One of the things that I want you to look at, do you journal at all, Maria?
When I have a chance. I've been very sad and depressed last couple
yeah.
years, so it's very hard for me to meditate and think about myself. I try to get out and think about other things and to sit there and write down, you know, get into myself and start feeling the sadness again.
Right. Well, the reason this is being asked of you is because what's happening is you're holding all these emotions inside your body.
Yes, I feel that.
Yeah, and so the idea here is it's really going to be important that you start releasing them.
Oh.
And the way you release them, one of the ways is to start writing them, writing your anger on a paper. So by writing down and creating what they're saying is an anger journal. So it's about writing down all the things you're angry at, not to be able to reread them. They're not saying you should reread it. What would be helpful is that you start writing down all the things that you're angry at. It's like you're pouring your heart out on paper. And if you get emotional, it's okay. And know that the emotions that you're feeling, even if you cry and things like that, it's a cleansing, because you're taking it out of your body onto the paper. And then at the end of the day or the end of the week, you take that paper and you rip it out of the notebook, rip it up in little pieces and burn it.
Really?
Yeah, and see what happens. It's a release. And so at the end of the week, you rip it up and really put the emotion into it when you're ripping it up, because you want to get it out of your system. It's like, this level is done. I'm done with this. I don't want to feel this anymore. So I'm ready. You're really putting the emotion into ripping it up.
I understand, yes. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so you rip up the anger that's written on the piece of papers, and you burn
really?
It. And as you burn it, okay, you can imagine that those issues being then transmuted back to the divine.
Okay.
And at the same time, you want to create a beam of light that would fill you. So what you want to do is fill yourself with light at the same time you're emptying yourself of the negativity. And so those ashes should then be, I don't know, are you near a river or a lake or something?
Right across from where I live is a lake.
Okay, great. So you take the ashes and you throw them into the lake. You want to throw the ashes in a place that's honoring. So a lake, it's like putting it back into nature. So, for example, you don't want to throw them in the garbage or down the toilet. You want to be able to put the ashes back into nature so that they go back into. So you could bury them in the ground, or if the listeners out there don't live near a lake or don't have a backyard, you can just get a pot of dirt and put the ashes in the dirt and allow, so it's an honoring. It's like a dust to dust type of a situation.
Wow.
Where you're taking the emotions back. It can be very powerful.
It doesn't matter if anybody sees me do that.
Well, no, it's just small ashes. You know what I mean? It's like you can bury them in the sand if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you can go there and just release it, okay? And know that as you're releasing it, bring in the light of the divine. The other piece of this is, included in this journal, Maria, it would be very helpful if you were to really, really write down your anger at God.
You think I'm angry at God?
I know you're angry at God. And,
yeah,
and you know what? It's okay. It's
but
okay.
It's not like me to be angry at God.
Yeah, but you want to know something? You know, God's a big entity. God can handle it. You know, it's okay to be angry at God. One of the wonderful things about the divine is never angry at us, but we can be angry at the divine. And the reason why the divine is never angry at us is because the divine has unlimited compassion and love. And we as humans have chosen to extend ourselves from that to experience the variety of different emotions. And so in our bodies, in our constriction, we have the ability to feel all these emotions, and it's healing to be able to document why you're angry. See, what's the other thing that's happening here, Maria, is that you also have I'm hearing is you have some stomach problems going on here. Do you understand about that? Some digestive stuff going on?
Well, it's a little bit better. It's from when I had my children. I had my tubes tied, and I'm just not feeling that as good as before.
Right, what I'm hearing is the record keepers are saying that you have some digestive stuff, something in the lower area, and that the digestive stuff and in the area of the reproductive organs, that's all it has to do with creativity and being able to digest and release that which no longer serves you. The creativity are the female organs that can allow you to move into a higher level. And
is it because I had my tubes tied?
No, it's not a punishment, darling. It's just the way your body's reacting to this emotional stress you're going through.
I don't understand that so much.
I didn't want
to tie my tubes in the first place, and I felt really guilty about that. But,
well, you know what? It's okay. In other words, like, there's no reason. Are you feeling guilty because you stopped yourself from having children?
Because I just my stomach started to get big, like when animals, when they start, you know, when they're neutered and all that, their stomach gets big, and it wasn't like before when I had children. Before I had children, and I feel like I did something to my body that I shouldn't have.
Well, that belief system in itself can create some stuff to go on. Have you checked yourself out with a regular doctor?
I did, and everything's fine.
Good.
I have diabetes now, but that I didn't have like a year ago. Now I have that.
Uh-huh. Well, I want you to first of all, begin. In other words, like I have to move on with in case there's somebody else calling in. So I can't. I want to talk to you, but I can't take the whole hour up with you now.
I understand,
okay?
And I really thank you because it's. I'm not mad at God, but I just feel it's a lot of burden that He put on me.
Right. Well, but you know what? It's okay if you are, and all that's being said. Yeah, because once you journal it out. You can get it out of your body, and then you can manage it better.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I'm going to take your advice. I even put that in the journal too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then just put every thought, every emotion, every negative piece that is burdening you. And you may want to do this on a regular basis. You don't think you're going to do it once and it's going to be done.
Right. Once
you know,
in
you've
a
got
blue
some.
Moon.
No, do it on a regular basis so that you feel yourself totally cleared and you can, because once you have a vehicle, you have a way of releasing that anger, you're going to feel more
at peace.
Yeah, you're going to feel more even. You're not going to feel as stressed.
Okay.
Because you have more of an outlet for it. So give that a try and see how that works for you, and please call back or email me again. And let me know how you're doing, because I really do care, and I really want to make sure you're okay.
Thank you. I know that you do, and I really appreciate you talking to me, and I'm going to do that and make a habit of it and discipline myself. I have to get over this hurdle.
Well, first of all, honey, it's not about discipline. It's about release.
I know, but I don't like to write, and especially...
Yeah, but nobody's going to see it. Remember, you're going to rip it up and throw it away. You're going to burn it. So nobody's going
to
see it.
I'm going to have to hide.
Nobody's going to judge it. Huh?
Everybody always. What are you writing? Everybody wants to know everything I do all the time.
So take it in the bathroom and write in the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna need some time for myself.
Yes.
Yeah,
for sure. Like your kids are in school, or when you're alone, or if you don't have any time for yourself, that would be another reason to feel angry. If you have to, go to a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Write it down in a coffee shop. Go to the beach. Go and sit by the lake and write it down. Rip it. But take time for yourself and release it from your body. And then let me know how you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart.
Thank my gatekeeper.
Oh, you're welcome.
Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. You be well.
Thank you.
All right,
darling.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was a wonderful conversation, and so I encourage anybody who's listening, if you have some issues that you would like to talk about, please give a call. The Akashic Records are here to help you. They're here to help you understand more about your life. They're here to help you understand a little bit more about what's going on. And what you just heard, oh, wow, hello there.
Hello.
that was a wonderful entry.
Yes, it was.
Hi, who's this?
This is Gail in Tennessee.
Hi, Gail in Tennessee. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
I listen to your show whenever I can get a chance on Sundays.
Okay, great.
And I've always wanted to call in, and I decided tonight I would.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad you did. How can we help you?
I just was curious what they might have to tell me about my Akashic record.
Well, one of the nice things about working with the Akashic Records is, if you've been listening, I don't mean to repeat myself, but one of the things that happens with the way I work with the records is I'm working with them consciously,
uh-huh.
and what I do is I've opened up generally the records of the listeners, you know, just in general of the show, and
uh-huh.
so it can only be to a certain extent so specific, but what helps very much is whether you learn how to open your own records or I do an individual consultation, whatever, your questions get us to the right area of the records.
Oh,
so
okay.
So it's the same thing as if you were to think about working on the internet. It would be like going up to Google and saying, "What do you got to say to me, Google? You know, I don't know what subject I want to." So in this respect, you've got to look at the records like a search engine. So we need some kind of a subject or a place to go to help glean some information for you.
Okay.
So what are you curious about tonight?
What my life mission here on the planet is.
Your purpose. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a very interesting question for you. Maybe not so much for anybody else listening. Let's get a little bit more general but specific. So what area in your life would you like to know more about other than your purpose? Like,
what
is there a pattern that's happening that you'd like more information on or
what am I
like that?
What did I come here to do? I think I already know.
Well, here's what happens is that these questions about like what we were just talking with Maria.
Yeah.
Well, she was stuck because she felt disconnected and depressed, etc. And so what I try to do is when I'm answering questions for folks is make it so that it's a general enough question yet specific for the person. So the idea of what's my purpose, although it's terrifically interesting for the individual, is not so interesting for somebody else.
Right.
So,
what I sense for her is that she's very angry with life's choices.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to talk about what's going on with Maria because
yeah.
that Maria's not here to talk back about it, and so we don't want necessarily
right.
to do that. So, but let's ask you a question here. Let me just go and. If there were an area of your life that you would like more clarity around, regarding what you think your purpose is, what would it be?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Actually, I'm a star seed.
Uh huh.
And I came here to help with the Earth changes.
Right.
And I came here to help after it's all over, and humanity has to pick the pieces back up.
So you're feeling that.
No, I'm not feeling. I know.
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is that. So just give me a second here. Well, here's one of the things. Here's some information that may be helpful for you, Gail.
Okay.
What's really important is to understand that we can actually hold the energy of love for the planet so that humanity doesn't have to go through the huge, painful changes that so many people assume are going to happen.
Right.
Are you aware of that? You're aware of that?
Right.
Good. And so part of, you know, you said I'm here to pick up the pieces. Part of what would be important for you to look at and consider would be to hold the earth in your vision as perfect. And when we hold the earth in a vision of perfection and wholeness and healed, we then allow our species to move into that energy, and we then embrace Gaia with that energy of perfection so that she herself, and Gaia being the earth, can then begin to heal from her core out by expressing, no, that's the wrong word, by vibrating,
right,
in a way that actually doesn't allow, if you will, humans to hurt her. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so for those people...
Well, there are some things that I'm already doing, but I'm not at liberty to really talk a lot about what I...
Yeah, and I'm not asking you to. You don't have to give any confidences away. That's just
all right,
fine.
Because you know, there are those out here in the, well, let's just say government entities that are not out for the best wishes of this planet or the human species.
Well, and again, you know, the more we open ourselves to that awareness, rather than shifting our awareness to a place that says everything is of God or everything is of the divine, therefore we're going to hold the energy of light, we can also do that and transmute whatever ill other folks have in store. Do you understand that?
What I know with this 50-some years I've been on this planet, and I often ask myself, why did I take on this mission? But... life is a duality. You cannot have the light without the dark. You cannot have
positive
without negative.
Sure, everything's a balance. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And a lot of times, negative situations come to us so that we can understand the positive side of that negative.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
There is no way that we know what's good or bad without, you know, you don't necessarily have to experience everything bad to know what's good.
Right.
But you learn from those experiences around you of those that you interact with. And so we don't necessarily have to experience all of the things on both sides of that duality.
That spectrum, right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, right. That's exactly right. The whole idea here is to become observant enough of how your body feels and what you see around you,
right,
and make your choices appropriately so that you don't play into the negative energy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right, exactly. And the
but
more
there
we
are
get...
those on this planet who I have not had the benefit and the privilege and the great blessing of being able to come into this knowledge yet. They're still bogged in various mind thoughts. And When everything really starts to magnify with our Mother Gaia, there's going to be so much confusion and a lot of people scared when this happens. And those of us who have already been into this aspect of what's happening for the planet, first of all, I don't see this as a negative at all. These changes that are coming, they're a very needed, very positive thing. It's like giving birth to a child. In the beginning, it's real scary when the birthing process begins. But at the end, all of that negativity, or you want to call it that, but it was still a process. But once the child is born, what does the mother do? She's forgot all that pain, hasn't she?
Well, absolutely.
And she holds that child, that new life, in her hands. And that is the ultimate of love right there.
Well, that's true. And at the same token, at the same time, change does not have to be painful.
No.
The change does not have to be painful, and it's all in the
how
way
you perceive
we hold
it.
Right. It's all in the way you conceive it and the way that we hold the energy of possibility.
Right.
For us to transmute our own energies into creating more light and to create compassion for those who have not been able to experience or step into their light.
Exactly.
And so it's really about us those of us who understand. It's our job to hold the light to the highest level that we can.
Yes.
The highest level of love, and offer love to those at the highest level that we are able to,
even in the face of
negativity.
Right. And without judgment.
Exactly, without judgment. And
without
so we
judgment.
Can truly transmute that and move into it. I mean, in fact, it's the perfect time to be talking about that, especially this weekend,
mm-hmm.
it being Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of us on the planet that and a lot of people on the planet that are very upset about the war in Iraq and about what the troops have to go through. And yet, as upset as my human self is about that, there's a part of my spiritual self, and the records have said that everything truly is in divine order, whether or not we understand it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My son-in-law, in fact, is getting ready to go back for his fourth tour of duty here in 2 months.
Wow.
He leaves behind a set of twins that are a year and a half old.
And have you asked him why he wants to do that?
He's stop loss, dear. He can't get out of the military.
So he has to go back.
He has to.
Wow.
They're stop lossing them. That's a little secret that most people don't know what's really going on here.
I didn't understand what those words were. What they
stop loss means that he's already done 6 years. His 6 years is up in September.
Uh-huh.
But he can't get out. He tried and he can't. They're going to stop loss him. So rather than them to do that to him, because Lord knows the family needs the money.
Yeah.
Soldiers don't make a whole lot.
Right.
And so he went ahead, he's going to reenlist so he can get some kind of bonus money to keep the family going. I mean,
wow.
If they're going to stop loss you, why not? Because if they stop loss you, you get no bonuses, no, you know, sign on, renew, nothing.
Wow.
So they've got our soldiers right where they want them.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I know.
That's too bad.
And, you know, now they're going to do 15-month tours instead of 12.
Yeah, well, you have to, there are no words of comfort for those families that are going through this.
No.
There just aren't the words to comfort them because of their anguish.
Oh, the uncertainty and not
exactly.
Knowing if they're, you know, when they say goodbye to them, this time will be the last time they see them because... I'll tell you, the situation in Iraq is deteriorating by the day.
Oh, yeah.
That is a Sunni and Shiite civil war going on in there, and our soldiers are caught up in the middle of that.
Well,
I mean, there's even politicians talking about it.
Well, politicians should talk about it a long time ago, but you have to take a look at the higher level of this. And I would love to be able to tell you that I understand it. But I don't, and even the records have pulled back because it's a human condition, and they have earlier. I was on my other show. We were talking about how the internal chaos within humans is then manifested outside of themselves.
Exactly.
And so it's another way of purging the earth, and yet. There's a human part of me that says anyone who's listening that has troops over there or has lost someone, they don't want to hear about the earth being purged because of their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm certainly not trying to be at all insensitive when those words come forward. So
I
hope people understand it.
I know.
And the human part of us just don't understand it. We don't get it. And that's, I think, as it should be, because that's what keeps us humble and understanding our compassion.
But, you know, I've often, since this war began, I called it. I mean, unfortunately, I...
So did Dennis Kucinich, by the way.
Yes, and I said this is another Vietnam starting all over again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And when they did the shock and awe campaign there, you know, on Baghdad that night, I cried and cried. And my husband said, what's wrong? I said, for all the innocents that's going to die in this war, this is not a cut and dried thing we hit and we run.
Right.
We're going to be there. We're going to be bogged down. And I said this the night before the shock and awe campaign. I said, this is another Vietnam. What on God's earth are they doing?
Yeah.
But they did. And so because those choices were made for the earth, I've gave lots and lots of thought. I've asked my higher self. I've asked God in heaven, what is the good that will come from this? And the message that I've gotten was that this will be the war, perhaps it maybe can end wars. Because people are going to be so fed up with mankind killing ourselves all the time.
Right.
That this will be a positive, although it looks very dark and very negative at this moment.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, when this is all said and done, humanity is going to walk away with a whole different idea. Because everything is being exposed like dirty laundry out there now about how our politicians manipulate things to their benefit to start wars. And it's all coming out because, you know, what goes on in the dark shall surely come to light.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yes.
Well, Gail, it's been a pleasure talking
to you. Same here, dear.
I thank you so much. Please
have
keep
a great
listening.
Memorial Day.
Tell your friends. And if I ever get down to Tennessee, you know, I'll let you know.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
I go where I'm invited. So if
well, you're definitely invited to Tennessee, honey.
All right. Thank you
y'all
so much.
Come back now.
Okay. All right. Take
bye.
Care, darling. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was a great conversation with Gail. And again, if there's anybody else out there would like to talk to me about with the Akashic Records and gain some Akashic wisdom, we'd very much like to talk to you as well. I was talking earlier and had some questions earlier that came forward. What you're hearing now is very interesting because part of it is kind of like a consultation and part of it is more of a just conversation between two folks. One of the questions that came forward that was emailed to me was what purpose? Now this is really kind of off the charts here, not off the charts, but it's a different question. This one gal wrote in, what purpose does my clutter serve for me? So I don't know if you folks or if anyone out there has an issue with little piles of things all over the place. It's not, what this gal was relating to me in an email is that she has allowed herself to be inundated with her own clutter, and it's gotten away from her, and she is having a real hard time of clearing it. Now, let me just kind of go in and explain if this, in fact, is an issue for any of you out there. If you have an issue with clutter or procrastination or feeling stuck or lack of being motivated to get things done, that's what this question's all about here. So, what the records would like you to know is that. First of all, for this particular person, and this may relate to a few others out there, is that the clutter is serving a purpose of control. And the control has to do with feeling overwhelmed or unseen, and the way this particular situation is the way that this gal controls things is by knowing where everything is under her piles. It's almost, it's like a squirrel squirreling away the nuts for the winter. It's... And the control has to do with knowing where things are, even though other people don't. So I'm going to let that go because we have a caller. And so if you have questions around that, write them down, email them to me. And right now we're going to talk to a caller. Hi there.
Oh, hello. How are you, Donna? My name
is
Enrique.
Good. Who is this?
My name is Enrique from New York City.
Hi, Enrique. How are you?
Fine. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And
pleasure.
I have a question, a general pattern I've been seeing in my life in the last few years, and I'd
okay.
like to find out that I haven't been able to, or I've noticed that I haven't had any lasting relationship, I guess romantic or otherwise, and for some reason I don't know why that's happening. Not that I'm really pursuing a relationship, but I've been separated for many, many years, and when you get a little older, sometimes you wonder if you're going to find somebody that you can share, you know, some experience
right.
of love with.
So you're asking about, and let me just make sure I have this question right. You're asking why you haven't found anybody, or you're asking why you're having a hard time moving into a relationship or a lasting relationship?
Probably the second. I'm curious to see what kind of pattern has evolved that has left me in a single situation as such.
And why you're not able to manifest a lasting, loving, healthy relationship. Is that correct?
I guess, yes, you could say that.
I mean, are you... Okay, so let me just... Well, first of all, one of the things that the record keepers are saying is it has to do... Well, it's kind of like twofold. There's a part of you that is that would be served by understanding your personal definition of what intimacy is. So there, what I'm hearing is that there was a betrayal earlier on with your other marriage. And that there is a fear of being not only intimate with another, but also there's a reluctance to be intimate with yourself. And I'm not talking about a physical relationship. I'm talking about allowing your emotions to... allowing yourself to really move into understanding your feelings. It's like there is a reluctance to actually identify your own personal feelings about things. Does that make sense to you?
Not quite, but go on.
No. And there was like, that's okay. You don't have to agree with me. And there was like,
I really didn't understand. That's all.
Oh, you don't understand it. Let me see if I can explain it better. So I need other words here. Record keepers, please. One of the issues here that is apparent has to do with you trusting yourself enough to make the appropriate decision on who would be worthy of your attentions. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's starting to make sense.
Okay, so what happens is it's really about understanding more about what your feelings are. And what I'm hearing is there was such deep hurt and betrayal from before that you're... it's like you're afraid to be loyal or give yourself to another woman again. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand what you say.
But I mean, can you identify with that in this lifetime?
It doesn't. I don't really perceive that I had a there was a really deep betrayal or that feeling, but in general, I can understand and appreciate what you're saying.
But in other words, like you didn't feel like you were betrayed the last in some way. There was an what I'm hearing is there was an emotional betrayal. It's not like possibly she cheated on you, but there was an emotional betrayal, emotional rejection that you felt was unfair.
I can relate to what you're saying, yes, and the way you're putting it now, yes, there was a feeling that that there was something that didn't happen straightforwardly in our relationship.
Right, exactly. So because there was a mistrust
like
there.
An entrapment.
I'm sorry.
In fact, I felt entrapped.
Yes. Okay. So the betrayal had more to do with the feeling of being lied to, and not being told the truth. Is that correct?
Yes, in many of the aspects. Yes.
Okay. And so at this, and what the record keepers are also saying is that relationship that you had with your was it your wife, is that right?
Right.
Yeah. Was in was a, like a pattern that's happened over time with other relationships, not only love relationships, but even within a family relationship, that you learned early not to trust.
Yeah, so that gets to the gist of the question is, how was that pattern put into motion? Or because I know there's a general pattern, that's what I'm sensing, but I'm trying to get to how did that pattern originate, or how was it put into motion? Or is it possible to know that? Or
sure, absolutely, absolutely. So you want to understand what the core issue is of the pattern,
right,
and how
exactly.
You can release it.
Yeah, because for some time I've been feeling like there's this core issue that goes almost to maybe the perinatal
exactly
level or something that it seems like intuitively that I feel that, but I really don't know.
Okay, so we can certainly get at that core. Just a moment, for a moment here. Well, interestingly enough, first of all, you're actually writing about. You're right when you say that it's actually what they're talking about here. It's a pre-birth pattern that was imprinted for the purpose of understanding and experiencing boundaries, and it was played out with your relationship with your mom. And do you have a sister as well?
Yes, I do.
Yep. It was played out with your mom and your sister, and that there, and what happened is, as a little boy,
my present life sister and mother.
Yes. As when you were, and it wasn't necessarily intentional, but when you were a little boy, you would actually, you were a very intuitive young man, little child, and you would ask them about how they felt about something because you had a sense of what it was. They, in fact, would tell you, because they were uncomfortable with you knowing so much, they would tell you that you were wrong. So you would sense things about people, mention it, and they would say, no, 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 that's not true, that's not the way I feel. And so you learned early on that trusting your emotions or expressing your emotions may not be appropriate. As you grew older, the pattern moved into actually working with people or, again, observing people. What I'm hearing is that you have a very keen ability of understanding people, but you don't trust yourself with that. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand completely what you're saying.
Yeah. And so that's the pattern here. And so the way that you can start releasing that and healing that would be to first of all to work on actually creating a relationship with yourself where you started trusting your own feelings before you even move into someone else's. So for example, it has a lot to do with self-care, taking care of yourself, acknowledging when you feel good, acknowledging when you feel bad. And it's not about telling other people. It's really more about really working with your own observations and documenting the observations to see where you're correct with other people. The more you do this with yourself by observing other people, the more you'll learn to trust yourself, the more you'll be able to move into a relationship with someone and then be able to discern from your own personal feelings, like your gut reactions. Like, it's about trusting your gut. Like, your gut never lies. But the more that you observe, document, and trust your gut, the more you learn to trust yourself, and the easier it will be to move into a relationship, because you'll be able to understand and trust what you're feeling about the other person intuitively.
Yes, I notice that I don't usually go with my intuitions. I've known myself to rationalize myself into situations without.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Donna,
yeah,
I understand. But going back, you said there's a pre-birth understand that I had to work through understanding boundaries. Can
uh-huh.
you give me a little more insight into that? That how this is a pre-birth issue that I took on for myself.
Yeah, it had to do with your contract of what you wanted your experience to be on the planet, and one of the things that was important for you to work with this time around was the aspect of working with boundaries. And interestingly enough, modeling trust of self for others. Do you have children?
Yes, I have one daughter.
Yeah, so you may want to notice that if you work with trusting yourself, it will help her learn how to trust herself as well. Because she has some of your similar issues. That's what I'm hearing. And so it was a pre-birth contract. In other words, like, before we come in, we have this idea, or that we have a curriculum or an agenda of things that we want to experience. Experience is the right word. And so boundaries was an aspect of this lifetime that you wanted to experience. It's like... It's what you wanted to work on or master in this lifetime was boundary issues. So you may want to look at where boundary issues come into play, not just within love relationships, but even with personal relationships, friends, coworkers, etc.
Oh, very interesting insight you've given me.
Does that make sense to you?
Not really completely, as far as the boundaries, I'm not really clear, as you know, in working with boundaries and relationships. I'm really not understanding it. Maybe you can.
Okay, so I can help. Let me just explain it to you a little bit different way, because we're going to have to stop soon. And again, quite frankly, this is a long talk about something that, with a regular consultation, we could go into deeper, and having your full name would really be helpful. And so I'm not asking you to give it to me on the air, but I'm saying is that there's more here from a personal consultation than I can handle on a radio program. You see what I mean? Because there's deeper stuff here for you. But let me just explain this for you. In personal relationships that you with coworkers, friends, or love relationships, or even with working with your daughter, there are times where you feel or know something and will not express it. And by not expressing it, there's an energy void that's created and then you assume people know what you're feeling and they don't because you haven't expressed yourself completely.
Mm-hmm. That's becoming clear now.
I thought you might. So again, this is a little bit more. It's deeper than we normally go with just the talk. But I think you're kind of getting the picture, right?
Yes. Because I've always felt from a young age that I could read people really easily, or I could feel intentions really easily. But I would never tell anybody that I understood their intentions. But I would act upon my knowing what their intentions are without telling them.
Right, but and so what's being said here is that that's a good thing, but start observing it first to make sure that your feelings are right, because up to that point, it was hard for you to trust yourself based on the way you were raised.
Yeah. Well, Donna, you've given me a lot of great insights, and maybe offline I can contact you, and we can explore these things further, and I really appreciate all the insights you have given me. And,
well, my pleasure. Yeah.
And I wasn't really planning on calling, but I just felt compelled when there was a space, and I didn't even know what I was going to ask either.
Oh, I'm so glad you did call, and I'm glad this was helpful for you. That's important. That's what this program's all about, is to help people. Absolutely. I appreciate your call.
Well, I do appreciate you helping me. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a wonderful call, and I hope that you all, you see, every single call that comes forward gives you another piece of your puzzle. We are one. We are all struggling to understand this wonderful mystery called human. There's many of us that would much rather go back to spirit because we think we understand that. But in reality, it's the challenge of being human is the reason that we came. All these luscious, wonderful, complex emotions, all the wonderful sights and smells and things that you can feel, whether it be from an emotional point of view, a mental point of view, a physical point of view, that's all a part of planet Earth. And we are so lucky. We're so fortunate. We're so blessed to have chosen to be here on planet Earth at this time in history. And every single human, every single species, both seen and unseen, that are on the planet now, are here for a reason. We are here to assist each other in understanding more about love. And the more you can walk in love, the more you can imagine love, the more you can welcome love, and the more you can give love, that's what's going to change our planet. And the way that you get to love is first go to gratitude. Start with gratitude allow the gratitude to bring you to joy. And allow that joy to bring you to peace. And allow that peace to expand to love. I so deeply appreciate each and every one of you that's listening tonight. I hope you tell your friends. I hope that you call me about coming to a class in Seattle. That would be so magnificent to have some of my listeners at this wonderful Level 1 class that we're going to be putting on in Seattle, Washington on June 9th and 10th. It's worth an airplane ride, ladies and gentlemen, but do call me soon. Call me if you have questions that you'd like to talk about offline for an individual consultation. Go up to the information on BBS Radio and understand more about what I do. Or email me, and I'm happy to send you an email that'll give you all the information you need. My telephone number is 216-691-1233. My email address is akashicwisdom@aol.com. My website is akashicwisdom.com. And if you're looking for a teacher of the Akashic Records in your area, you can always go to the Akashic Record Consultants International website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. Again, I want to wish you a wonderful week, a beautiful day, rest, rejuvenate, but most of all, love you. So I'm going to close the records for this particular program for the Akashic Wisdom by saying, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful listeners. We ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may we all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying, amen, amen. The records of this wonderful Akashic Wisdom show are now closed. Thank you for being a part of it. Amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Talk to you next week. Bye.